and are kind of learning about the real, the real sort of function of.
This is Joe Callis, formerly of the Human League and the Rizzillos, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Hay acciones cotidianas para ayudar a prevenir la propagación de enfermedades respiratorias. Lávese las manos. Evite el contacto cercano con las personas enfermas. Evite tocarse los ojos, la nariz y la boca. Quédese en casa cuando esté enfermo. Cúbrase al toser o estornudar. Limpie y desinfecte de manera frecuente los objetos que toca. Para obtener más información, visite cdc.gov/COVID-19. Este mensaje es gentileza de la National Association of Broadcasters y de esta estación.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
This morning and the streets were full of cars, all bright and shiny like they'd just arrived from Mars. And as I stumbled through last night's drunken debris, the paper boy screamed out the headlines in the street. Another war and now the pound is looking weak. And tell me, have you read about the latest freak? Where bingo numbers and our names are obsolete. Why do I feel bitter when I should be feeling sweet? Hello, hello, turn your radio on. Is there anybody out there? Help me sing my song.
Shakespeare's sister welcomes you to turn your radio on for another edition of Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson. This is Corey McCaslin recording from the Geek Cave. We've got the usual mix of music from the 50s through 90s and a decent amount of geek speak given the circumstances, with some recommendations to help fill the time for those stuck at home mostly 24/7. Let's start with the Netflix docuseries sensation that's sweeping the quarantine, Tiger King. The success of the exotic animal keeper true crime tale has several rushing to capitalize beyond that extra episode. Fox and TMZ are teaming for a one-off follow-up doc. TMZ investigates Tiger King, what really went down, aiming to answer lingering questions like what happened to Caroline Baskin's first husband. Next up are several fictionalizations. Deadline reporting Ryan Murphy is talking to Rob Lowe, the star in a series, which is separate from another project projected to star Kate McKinnon as Baskin. And The Sun claims 20th Century Fox is eyeing Orlando Bloom to star in their own movie. The Mandalorian will have some familiar faces to run into next season, and one of them is a fan dream come true. Expanded Universe all-star Ahsoka Tano will be made flesh by Rosario Dawson, and there are already rumors this will lead to her own show. Making Star Wars broke that genre favorite Michael Biehn of Aliens and Terminator fame will play a bounty hunter from the title character's past, and the same source also claims Jamie Lee Curtis may show up as well. When I recorded my first pandemic installment, I stared at 20-plus links going into all the movies and shows delayed either from release or production, and decided it was too depressing to report, and come on, you don't need me to tell you all that. But I will tell you how Marvel has tentatively shuffled its schedule. Black Widow, originally due at the end of the month, now gets a November slot, bumping Eternals to February 2021, Shang-Chi to May 2021, and so forth and beyond. Heat Vision reports that while it may not have been publicly confirmed, the third Ant-Man installment has a writer, Jeff Loveness, from Rick and Morty, which provides a good seg to let anyone who doesn't already know that Rick and Morty Season 4 resumes May 3rd on Adult Swim with the other five episodes of the season. Seriously, guys, just run them all straight next time, even if it means a longer wait. Splitting seasons only works if you've got more than 10 episodes a season, like Venture Brothers usually does. From Merc with a Mouth to Hapless Night, The Hollywood Reporter announced Netflix has signed Ryan Reynolds to bring Dirk the Darren to life in a movie adapting the classic Don Bluth arcade game Dragon Slayer. Furry, start salivating or sharpen your knives depending on the outcome, as Disney has picked Lady and the Tramp remake writer Cary Grantland and Blindspotting director Carlos Lopez Estrada to bring their classic 70s anthro take on Robin Hood to life. Now, our first set starts with the Oxfords' Time and Place.
I've been trying to love you, leave it up to me. But it may take longer than you think, so you might as well agree. I've got more important things to think about than you. You can live without me, make it on your own. Others have before you, girl, you're not so all alone. I've got more important things to think about than you. There's a time, there's a place. More important things to think about than you. There's a time, there's a place. I'll find time to love you, leave it up to me. But it may take longer than you think, so you might as well agree. I've got more important things to think about than you. There's a time, there's a place.
Maxwell Taylor, I've been John O'Hara, McNamara, I've been Rolling Stone and Beatle till I'm blind. I've been Ayn Randed, nearly branded a communist, cause I'm left-handed. That's the hand to use. Well, never mind. I've been Phil Spector, resurrected.
I've been Lou Adler, Barry Sadler. Well, I paid all the dues I want to pay, and I learned the truth from Lenny Bruce, and all of my wealth won't buy me help, so I smoke a pint of tea a day. I'm the man's brains and smile, he couldn't think of nothing at all. Not the same as you and me, he doesn't dig poetry. He's so unhip when you say Dylan, he thinks you're talking about Dylan Thomas, whoever he was. The man ain't got no culture, but it's alright, Ma, everybody must get stoned. I've been Mick Jagger, been Silver Dagger, Andy Warhol, won't you please come home. I've been mother, father, aunt and uncle, been Roy Halley and Art Garfunkel. I just discovered somebody's tapped my phone. Folk rock. I've lost my harmonica, Albert.
Last set started with the Oxfords' Time and Place. Then you heard Simon and Garfunkel, A Simple Desultory Philippic, or How I Was Robert McNamara into Submission, and Strawberry Alarm Clock, The Birdman of Alcatraz. With the remainder of the broadcast TV season canceled, CBS has decided to bring back a tradition that managed to survive the VHS era before the upgrade to DVD killed it. May 3rd, we'll see the CBS Sunday Night Movie, utilizing their merger-enabled access to the Paramount Library to run 5 classic blockbusters over the month. The lineup is Raiders of the Lost Ark, Titanic, Forrest Gump, Mission Impossible, and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. And we'll continue if rating show quarantined viewers are willing to sit through commercials. They also now own almost half of Miramax. CBS All Access is looking for some content between Star Treks. Deadline reporting they and Amy Schumer have secured rights to Alina Dillon's bestseller Mercy House, which follows a renegade nun working to create a haven for the abused and abandoned, who comes into conflict with a bishop from her past. Disney Plus is also bringing back an old TV staple with the obligatory gender flip. Deadline reports fresh off the boats, Courtney Kang will produce and portray Doogie Kealoha, M.D., with the heirs of the original Doogie Howser creator Stephen Boschko also producing. So now our next set starts with Soho Hippie Chick, not the Smiths, How Soon Is Now.
Coffee in your instant mood.
That set started with Soho Hippie Chick and then Janet Jackson with Black Cat Instrumental. Let's get this remake reboot block of news started from the bottom of the really category. There is no top, all bottom. Variety reports Universal is planning a remake of Night of the Hunter, Charles Lofton's singular envisioning of David Grubb's novel. Again, bet you don't remember the TV movie remake with Richard Chamberlain. That's the joke. Moving up to less sacred ground, Ascension Entertainment has scored the rights to contemporize the modestly successful and acclaimed 2001 ghost story The Others. Originally set in post-World War I England, Nicole Kidman betrayed a war widow relocating her children, stricken with a medical condition that includes extreme photosensitivity, to an isolated mansion only for three mysterious servants to send her spiraling into a horrifying supernatural mystery. If I recall correctly, Christopher Eccleston betrayed her husband in photo and in flashbacks, and I do recommend it just so the excellent but heartbreaking twist doesn't get spoiled for you if they keep it. Ironically, I consider the next more sacred ground, but really, even one of the perpetrators of Batman v Superman can't desecrate Hellraiser any more than it already has been. David Goyer's reboot has acquired the directing services of David Bruckner, helmer of the recently acclaimed The Night House, and several episode segments of Creepshow and Bloody Disgusting's VHS trilogy. I wouldn't be surprised, but I'm definitely not the only to speculate if CBS All Access is torn over whether to continue with their re-adaptation of Stephen King's The Stand, but there's no such problems for New Line's cinematic rendition of Salem's Lot. Co-screenwriter Gary Dauberman has also been handed the directing reins following the success of Annabelle Comes Home. Now, our next set starts with Looking Glass, Jimmy Loves Marianne.
Just 17, everything that you see, it's all there in her eyes. So many years of a poor mama's tears and a day to sweet life. Jimmy's been down, he's been out and around, and he knows where it's at. Nothing'd be good if he thought that it could, but it isn't like that. He don't make mistakes. What he needs, it takes. Jimmy gets all the breaks, 'cause he knows how. She picks up the phone and she hears Jimmy say, "Mama, I'm so sick of the street, feel like running away. There's no life here at all. The city seems so small. The sweeter music calling us away. Let it play." Dollar town can drag you right down if you're going alone. Even the strong don't survive very long when they're out on their own. Jimmy knows it's true. Mary Ann knows it too. They can see each other through.
Jimmy loves Marianne.
That started with Looking Glass, Jimmy Loves Marianne, and then Maggie Riley and Mike Oldfield with the original version of Family Man. So, some recommendations, not as much as I'd like to make because my day job became essential all of a sudden. I'll start with two animated series to binge, both on the Mouse's streamer. First off, I finally made time to watch the new DuckTales once I read the third season was starting up this month, and remembered a fun bit of metacasting they pulled I'll get to in a minute. Starring David Tennant as the only Admiral 1%er left, this should be studied as how to do a good reboot. The stories and characterization are so much deeper, with a great emotional mystery, the fate of Huey, Dewey, and Louie's mom carrying the first season and a little past that very well. The trio are all distinct characters, even though I still can't keep their names straight. Girl of the group, Webigail, is an actual character now, and not just a cloyingly sweet stereotype, and Uncle Donald is a bigger, welcome presence, and perhaps more importantly, the only one with a traditional duck voice. Without spoiling their gradual in-show reboot of Darkwing Duck, that is also a highlight. And that metacasting gag I mentioned was my favorite modern Doctor Who companion, Catherine Donna Noble Tate, as Magicka the Spell. You'll also recognize the voices of Paul F. Tompkins, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Allison Jenny. So obviously I'm saying this is something you'll end up loving whether or not there are kids stuck with you too. If I haven't before, I will say it again, especially since you've got the time and if you have Disney Plus, the access, give Simpsons from season 24, or as I call it, post-Gaga, a chance. Though really that's not the lady's fault and they should have her back as a character, but I'm not here to rehash the Simpsons was only good during insert season numbers argument, because even Marge vs. the Monorail was declared worst episode ever once. Point is, during my let's be fair and actually watch catch-up binge of the last 10 seasons up to that point, I saw what a friend was saying and pinpointed the precise point the consistency became good again, some truly standout episodes that would make my top 300. So, to carry us into the next half hour here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill Hudson, here is Billy and the Boingers, the Bloom County novelty spinoff, You Stink, But I Love You.
Rock and roll. floor is where we all get raw, like a kid in a candy store. So get up, get out your seat and arise. Everybody, everybody up and get live. The CNC music factory is mastery and full of jams that has to be pumped till your ears get sore. Live from Brooklyn out to the California seashore, we came to rock and roll, to get on down to something funky with soul. Rob and Dave seduced it and I juiced it, spruced it, mass produced it and you proofed it. Party people, if you're having a good time and singing along with my rhymes, this goes out to the young and to the old. Let's rock and roll.
Last set started with Bloom County novelty spinoff Billy and the Boingers, You Stink But I Love You, and then CNC Music Factory with the album version of Here We Go, Rock and Roll. It wasn't until I quote-unquote recorded that set I realized there was some subconscious nostalgia guiding me. The second song came out in 1991, and that was when I became a big Bloom County fan and managed to get a copy of the collection that still had the record, and I'm almost certain I listened to both on my dad's hi-fi. Anyway, some behind-the-scenes entertainment and entertainer docs to recommend. I've been holding back for months a recommendation for Not Quite Hollywood, the wild untold story of Ozploitation, covering the explosion of Australian exploitation and new wave cinema in the 70s and 80s, with Tarantino, George Miller, Dennis Hopper, Stacey Keach, and more talking about films like Ned Kelly, Wake and Fright, Road Games, and my Thangularity 4Geek Halloween recommendation, the more timely than ever Dead End Drive-In. It's up on Shudder, Amazon rental, and free with ads on Tubi. Staying in the world of exploitation and mavericks, there's King Cohen, the story of fearless slash borderline insane writer director Larry Cohen and his extensive varied filmography that starts with X-Files influencer The Invaders, goes on through Black Caesar, It's Alive, my favorite God Told Me To, The Stuff, the still underrated Schumacher redeeming Phone Booth, and the unjustly forgotten Blaxploitation All-Stars 90s reunion original Gangstas. It's up on Shudder and Amazon rental. Finally, a doc and podcast recommendation. Whether you find him funny or not, Gilbert will make you love the eternally, obnoxiously dirty Mr. Gottfried, deeply humanizing the comic as it chronicles his life and career from starting stand-up at age 15 in 1969, getting fired and banned for the many holes he's hilariously dug himself into, to today as he hosts the acclaimed podcast Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. It's like I intentionally made a perfect seg, as you can just go to the official site of that podcast and get over 300 full and many episodes for free. Along with co-host Frank Santopadre, Gilbert talks to a cornucopia of names, big and forgotten. In fact, if you are an old movie buff, classic stand-up, or first golden age of TV fan, you'll be in heaven, as the show's stated purpose is to introduce people from in front of, and especially behind the scenes, of those eras to a new generation and enlighten us oldsters on the lives and careers of those behind the legends. Something I've tried to do with music on this show. It goes without saying that Gilbert is still brazenly non-PC, but I feel only the most zealous and humor deficient won't be able to just roll their eyes while laughing. So our penultimate set will start with Dave Ball, Rednecks.
Big country. We know what's right. We don't mind if you get drunk, but we don't serve strangers. We don't serve strangers. Rednecks, they call us the rednecks, and they're goddamn right. Rednecks, they call us the rednecks. God damn right. We're not unusual, and we don't try to be different. We're all clean living and decent. We know you're wrong and we're right, because we're always right. Rednecks, they call us the rednecks, and they're goddamn right. Rednecks, they call us the rednecks, and they're goddamn right. Got me a station wagon, got me a farm. Rednecks, they call us the rednecks, and they're goddamn right. Rednecks, they call us the rednecks, and you know why. If a man does something wrong, it doesn't matter if he's black or white. We're gonna lynch him tonight. We can't keep cool tonight.
Fool with your brother, but don't mess with a man. he's got the saints and apostles backing up from behind. Black-eyed looks from those Bible books. He's a man with a mission, got a serious mind. There was a woman in the jungle and a monkey on a tree. The missionary man, he was following me. He said, stop what you're doing, get down up on your knees. I've got a message for you that you better believe.
Thank you for listening to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7. This has been Corey McCaslin, and this show will be back in 2 Tuesdays. In the meantime, look on the WGXC archive for several specials I recorded under the Forgotten Geek Presents banner, including an all-star Dick Tracy radio musical from World War II, and a Beatles special that includes a rare radio mockumentary about the Paul is Dead urban legend. We'll be going out with you to an emergency broadcasting network's Numb, followed by Pink Project A Mama. Have a good day and keep safe.
What if
the high school crowd hasn't been very happy with our product lately.
But you can't blame them. They want new material. Our stuff's been repeated too many times. We can't sell the same thing to the same old crowd forever.
Just playing on the floor. You feel it getting better.
Thank you.